On today's Insights, how can you plan a content strategy around the holiday season? Is organic reach on Facebook dead for staffing firms? And we chat about passive candidates and one key lesson from Staffing World 2019. Today's episode of Insights is brought to you by Haley Marketing's Hot Deals. Looking to fire up your marketing or recruiting? Let us help light the fire. To learn more about Haley Marketing's Hot Deals, visit haleymarketing.com/summer. This is Insights.
Welcome to Insights, tips and best practices from the insiders at Haley Marketing. Insights will provide you with the tools you need to master your social media, digital marketing, and employer branding. Your hosts for Insights are Brad Biley and Matt Lozar.
What's up? This is Brad Biley, and welcome back to another episode of Insights, the podcast built to help you with your recruitment and digital marketing. Joining me is Haley Marketing's Director of Recruitment Marketing, Matt Lozar. Matt, we're back in the studio. Last week, we dropped two live episodes from Staffing World, but it's definitely great to be back in the 716 and back in the studio. You ready to get to the show?
Ready to go.
All right, let's do it.
Content Blueprint.
Matt, we're getting closer to November, and that means building a content strategy that relates to the holidays. Let's break down Q4 content planning and how to plan a content strategy around the holiday season.
I would say the best content to showcase your company is going to occur on holiday events.
Okay.
If you do service projects, if you do any type of in-office gift exchange, anything I think that shows your culture, I think that's going to resonate with your audience because it shows some fun. It shows it's not all working 9 to 5. It's actually showing your company having fun together, you know, the ugly holiday sweaters and all of that types of content. I think that's going to be a good place to showcase because it's a natural way to showcase maybe what your company does a little bit differently from the others.
When we talked in January about building a content strategy for 2019, Matt and I made it a point to always think about your goals and reverse engineer a content strategy that is aligned with those business goals. That's applications and job orders. What's great about the holiday season is you can deviate from that a little bit and really start to showcase that employer brand that Matt has become passionate about talking about. You can talk about your team. You can talk about what's happening in your specific area, in your city. If you know about Christmas events or New Year's Eve events or Thanksgiving events, insert holiday here, you can talk about them on your blog. Take pictures of your team at those events and share those on the blog. The holiday season is a great opportunity to showcase who you are as a team and skew a little bit from that business content that's about the pain points of your candidates and your potential prospects.
Yeah, it's content that you can show to your current team, but also maybe to potential employees now or down the road when they're looking at your content on your website, on social media, and they, you know, it could be March 2020, and they could see that you have some random tradition that your company really gets excited about. Maybe it's working at a soup kitchen or donating at Thanksgiving time, or maybe there's a Festivus poll in the office, just something very unique and fun for your culture, and they can see themselves working there in that type of environment when getting talent is so difficult. That little insight into your company culture could be the difference.
You know, one piece of content that I put together here at Haley Marketing Group, it was a couple of years ago, maybe 2015 at this point, but I pulled the entire office and got their top three holiday movies. Turn that into an infographic of what movies Haley Marketing Group as a whole likes to watch around the holiday season. It was a great article. It was well-received. It got great page views. But really, it showcases who we are as a team. It showcases who we are as individuals. And yes, it deviates from our normal content calendar of supporting the staffing industry, as it would deviate from your content strategy of supporting candidates and clients in your local market. But it showcases who you are. It adds some personality to the blog. And I think that's really the talking point here, is how can you build a content strategy that isn't just focused on pain points and on challenges, but how does it showcase who you are too? We've set out with Insights to talk about employer branding and showcase the ways and the key ways to showcase who you are as an organization. This is a great way to stand out from your competition.
We don't need to fully deviate though, I don't think. I don't think we need 2 months of holiday events. I think it supplements, it complements, it's content we've seen, as you said earlier, about reaching those business goals of applications and new business. Content we've seen that works really well. I think the best of posts, like Brad kind of said with the holidays, but also you know, look at your content from the pre-press parts of the year, which blogs work the best, and just recap them. When you say our five best job seeker tips from 2019, instant clicks.
Sure.
Or our five best tips for employers from 2019 just drives content. I think also that's one, and then also 2020 trends.
Yep.
You know, 2020 is going to be a lot of play on words there for a number of different reasons. Start of the new year, you know, the whole eyesight thing, but also, you know, what's going to be a trend in your industry, or maybe what's trends your recruiters in your sales team are seeing that are going to make a really big impact. They're on those front lines. Get their actual feedback and information to share in those 2020 trend posts.
Yeah, and I've been looking at data from throughout the staffing and recruiting industry for about 7 years now, and one thing that has remained consistent is website traffic tends to take a dip in Q4. If we think about why, it's because candidates aren't looking for jobs in Q4, whether they're busy with the holidays or simply aren't willing to take that risk around the holiday season. We consistently see website traffic decline during Q4. So one way to combat that would be to create this fun content. Let's create fun posts about movies, and maybe it's the top holiday songs that your team likes to listen to. But think through how we can get candidate traffic back to your website from individuals who might not be looking for work right now, but might be looking for work in January. How can we get people back to the site using fun content during this time of the year?
And to close the kind of the segment here, I think, as Brad said, we are going to see traffic dip, especially in November and December. It probably starts right now in October. But when everybody has their New Year's resolution to look for a new job at the start of January, what content's going to be at the top of your blog, at the top of your social, that's going to get someone really excited to apply for the job and hopefully receive an offer from your company to get that quality talent into your organization to start next year?
We're going to take a real quick break. When we get back, we're talking Facebook. Is organic reach on Facebook dead for staffing firms?
Hi, this is David Stearns, CEO at Haley Marketing. We're having hot deals on several of our most popular services, including websites, blogging, video marketing, recruiting, digital dominance, and our award-winning content marketing service, Haley Mail. Want to know more? Check out haleymarketing.com/summer.
Social reach.
The battle for attention. How can staffing firms compete in a newsfeed that tends to favor politics, sports, music, and personal shares? Well, a recent post from Matt Navarra, a social media commentator and consultant, might cause a little more alarm. In a recent tweet, Matt shared a post he uncovered from Facebook, which reads as follows. As part of our continued effort to make it easier for businesses to make comparisons across paid and organic channels, we're updating the ways we filter repeat organic page impressions on Facebook to be more aligned with the methodology we use for ads. Specifically, we'll be updating the time frame from which we filter out repeat organic impressions from a same person. As a result, you may see less organic impressions for your page and posts. It's important to note that this change does not affect distribution. Other engagement metrics, including reach and engagement, should remain the same. Matt, is this a cause of concern for staffing and recruiting firms?
I'm going to say no, because it's been dead for a while.
It has been. Facebook's organic reach continues to decline. As we've seen across the industry, we're monitoring about 120 different social media programs for different staffing and recruiting companies across the country through our Social Pro product here at Haley Marketing Group. And as Matt said, we have seen organic reach continuously decline on Facebook. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, it keeps dropping, which has led me to a couple other points. You know, the one I'm going to go down that Brad, I feel like, could be a little passionate about is, do those impressions even really matter? You know, if they're not there organically, you can pay for impressions, which is a separate segment, not on today's show, but, you know, does it really matter at the end of the day if your post got 200 impressions versus 100 impressions, or does it matter if you got 10 clicks versus 5 clicks? That's digging into those clicks, those conversions. Are we sending traffic to the places we want those users on social media to go to, and to get them into our funnel, to get them to build that relationship, to really eventually have them enter into your pipeline on the recruiting or sales side?
You know, impressions do matter. So for me, and we've said this on Insights before, impressions are billboard metrics. How many people have driven down the thruway, seen your ad on a billboard? You don't know how many people actually take action off of that billboard, right? So old school marketing will say, well, 10,000 people could see this ad in a given day. Yeah, but what does that mean? You know, if people are driving down the thruway, what does that actually mean? That's the same as an impression on Facebook. What really stood out to me in this post, again, from Matt Navarra on Twitter, was this one line here. And it's, we will be updating the time frame for which we filter out repeat organic impressions from a same person. To me, it seems like Facebook has been looking at how many times the same person sees an organic post from an organic post, but from a paid ad, they might not be showing that multiple times. So let me break that down for you. Let's say staffing firm X in Lehigh Valley publishes something organically on Facebook. What that means is you're going to Facebook as your company page, you're posting a job, you're posting an update. Brad Biley happens to see that. I like your page, I see that content. Maybe I come back, I see it 2-3 times over the next week. That's 2-3 impressions because I've seen it 2-3 times. My understanding here is paid ads might not last that whole duration and show the impression for that multiple repeat impression. So they're making it more consistent. So while impressions might decrease from an organic standpoint, they were really inflating that number to begin with. You've driven down the thruway 14 times. You've seen the billboard 14 times. It doesn't really matter if you've seen that over the past month. You know what I mean, Matt?
Yeah, and I think the post said the reach is not going to change. So to dig a little deeper, impressions, the number of times somebody has seen, reach, or the number of people. So if Brad has seen the ad 10 times, that's 10 impressions. But he's still only one person reached.
Correct.
So that's where we're going to dig in, where the difference is going to come into. And in thinking about seeing this content the other day and really thinking about for the show, I think it digs into really think through your content. And Facebook jobs are working very well for the right industries, for that warehouse, industrial, clerical, you know, healthcare positions too. You know, really think through that, or maybe really think through which of your content is converting with your audience and sharing more of that, you know, creating more content off of, if it's a job tips post, if it's an infographic, if it's the right video. And, you know, the Facebook environment's changing, and there's two sides of this, right? It's to go where the attention is, kind of how you open the segment. Yep. But there's also the old school real estate term of don't build your house on rented land. So Facebook worked. It might not be working as much now and in the future. So how can you adjust and pivot your content to make sure it's in front of your audience where their attention is?
I love that take. And I love the quote of don't build your house on rented land. We have talked numerous times on Insights about how everything should work to funnel traffic back to your homeland, which is your website. Just because Facebook changes should not have an instrumental impact on your business and on your organization. We'll pivot, we'll try something different, but we cannot let a free platform dictate how our business is run. So what we want to do is, yes, we want to be mindful of these changes. That's why we're bringing them to you on Insights. It's something that we're seeing. It's something we want to be mindful of. And as a result of that, we want to share it with you, the listener. So as you're thinking through reach, impressions, engagement, Matt made a perfect comment here. Great content will always cut through the clutter. Think about what content is cutting through that clutter for you specifically. As we look to the holidays, is it sharing your team from throughout the office? If it's Thanksgiving or around the holiday season, what are you doing? What sort of team builders is your team interacting with? How can we play by Facebook's rules, drive additional impressions, and ultimately reach more individuals in your local market?
Seen and heard.
Matt and I are just returning to the office from Staffing World 2019, and in this segment of Seen and Heard, we want to break down one session from Mark Wolf at Staffing World 2019. In this session titled Four Principles to Engage and Influence Candidates, Mark really broke down what it means to be an active, passive, and sort of middle applicant. He had said that in a recent survey, 34% of people polled were actively engaged with their work. In that same survey, 13% of people polled said they were actively disengaged with their work. Well, that leaves the remaining poll of 53% of people saying they were in the middle. They're happy, but they weren't fully engaged. What I loved about Mark's next talking point was that he said it doesn't matter how many people are unemployed. You need to know how many people are up for the conversation. How many people in that 53% are willing to have a conversation with you should you present the right opportunity in the right way? There's no doubt that unemployment is at historic lows. What Mark taught us during this session was that it doesn't matter. We need to look at the number of people that are collectively thinking about finding their next opportunity, who are in the middle, who aren't fully engaged but aren't fully disengaged with their work, who are up for the conversation. So Matt, as we look at this segment of Seen and Heard, what I'd love to do is break into a few ways to target passive candidates as we look to 2020. What can staffing and recruiting firms do right now? What are you seeing that's working well in the recruitment marketing space to target the passive candidate?
The first thing we would say at Haley Marketing is social media is, and I think almost taking a step back and in looking at building the pipeline, building that database or audiences or followers that you have. And there's a number of different places you can do that, right? I answered Brad's question with social media. How do you build your Facebook likes? How do you build your LinkedIn followers? They're going to be, they could be active, but they're going to be passive, and seeing your content that we talked about in segment two continuously, and you're building that relationship. How do you build your email database? How do you get people to sign up for your talent network so that when you're sending out content, if it's blogs, if it's hot jobs, if it's whatever content you're going to send out to that audience that shows value, they're consistently seeing your information. Then also, maybe a little bit of a next level, how do you build a remarketing audience? So if someone went to your website today, and then if you have a remarketing code on your website, how are they going to see your ads tomorrow and next week and next month, right? When we go to Amazon and we don't buy a product, but we see that product following us around, that's remarketing. You can and should be doing that for your staffing agency. So you're staying in front of these passive job seekers all the time. So when that day comes on February 22nd, 2020, they're done. They're fed up. They're no longer passive. They've moved to that active category. You're ready. You've built the relationship to get them to take that next step to apply.
Yeah, and Matt, I think we said before, it takes, what, 17 touch points for somebody to actually convert to a conversation, right?
It's a lot.
So if you're thinking 17 touch points with an applicant in your local market, there is no shot that you are going to call somebody 17 times and finally get their attention. At that point, actually, at 17 phone calls, you're probably more likely that they won't call you back because they're annoyed at that point. So how can we cut through that clutter and get a passive candidate to actually take your call, turn that cold lead into a warm lead, or turn that cold call into a warm lead, rather? Remarketing is perfect. We've already identified people that have been on your website. They've shown interest in who you are. Now we're following them where they hang out. We're in their ecosystem, just like Amazon, as Matt mentioned. And we've talked about that on an episode of Insights before, using those Amazon-like ads on Facebook to target potential candidates. But using that technology and using that methodology to stay in front of people, to target passive candidates, to get them back to your website. You also mentioned email marketing. We had Todd Lewandowski, Director of Content Marketing at Haley Marketing Group, on the show before as well to talk about the value of email marketing. When we think about how well email works, it's thinking through a database. It's thinking through a database of candidates that you are not actively speaking with. Email is the most affordable way to stay in front of thousands of people, right? You're not going to pick up the phone and call 10,000 people every week.
I'm going to give a real-world example that's not
Please.
Jobs. I'm going to build my daughter an ice rink Okay. this winter. And
seems ambitious.
Matt's going to buy a kit. Went to the website for this company before Staffing World. Realized all the supplies could arrive during Staffing World. Did not buy the kit.
Okay.
Matt wouldn't be home. So what I did input was my email address. So two things happened here. One, just because I visited the website, I started seeing Facebook ads.
Sure.
And I see them all the time. Here's a 10% off code. Use this to purchase your kit. Also, I received an email about a day or two later. Hey, Matt, why didn't you complete your cart, or love here's it. A way, you know, why didn't you complete your checkout process? You know, go right back here, complete the information. We'll have it to you in 3 to 8 business days. So that's, think about that from the job application world. It, you know, the consumer mindset's coming over to this, the talent acquisition world. Becky Frankowitz, the VP of Manpower Group North America at Staffing World, talked about that, right? We have to think like a consumer, act like a marketer. So that consumer mindset is so big. What can you do to tap into those behaviors that we have every single day and use that to help you build your pipeline and share content and develop a relationship to find the quality talent? Because I think Brad said your takeaway in our weekly Monday meeting as a company wasn't that, I mean, people are struggling to find candidates, but they're really struggling to find the quality candidate.
Sure.
So that's where you
and need... everyone's struggling to find candidates right now. So if you say, oh, it's a tough market, it's hard to find candidates, that's a crutch. Everybody is struggling to find candidates.
So what can you do to build those relationships to get that quality candidate? So when, you know, the person that's gainfully employed for the past months or years is ready to take that step, they come to you, not your competitor, to help them get over that difficult transition of changing jobs and working with your recruiters.
That's our show, and thank you for listening to another episode of Insights. If you found this episode valuable, we ask that you please tell just one coworker about it this week. Have a question for us? You can tweet us at Haley Marketing and let us know what you're thinking, or email info@haleymarketing.com. And of course, if you need a hand with your marketing or recruitment marketing initiatives, we would love to help. You can check out haleymarketing.com to get in touch with our team of marketing educators. For my podcast partner, Matt Lozar, this is Brad Biley. We'll see you next time.